Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. We generally think of love in positive terms, the feeling of euphoria, the smile the other person brings to our face. But as Barbara Gold, the Edward North Professor of Classics at Hamilton College, explains, that wasn't always the case in ancient Rome.
There are many lenses we can use to assess the relative value of cultures and societies, none perfect, but all yielding pieces of the puzzle. In a class on the poetry of love and desire in ancient Rome, my students and I read ancient poetry and modern greeting cards to examine how the ancient Romans and contemporary Americans have expressed emotion and passion. What would an ancient Valentine look like? Today's Valentine's cards are wonderfully cheap, gauzy, sappy, and sentimental, with dreamy romantic scenes of couples on clouds and beaches. The messages focus on sharing, caring, contentment, and soulmates. Not a dark cloud in the sky for these happy Valentine lovers. For the ancient Romans, erotic love poets like Catullus in the 1st century BCE, love was interesting to write about because it was painful, like a disease. Roman lovers described themselves as wounded, wretched, enslaved by their lovers, having their bone marrow on fire, and suffering from double vision. They meld coarse obscenities with deepest expressions of sexual erotic longing. And we hear only from the male lovers about their dominating, unfeeling, promiscuous female lovers, never from the women themselves. Here's one of Catullus's poems to his lady, Lesbia. I hate and I love. Perhaps you ask why I do that? I don't know, but I feel it happening and am tormented. So the dream couples of ancient love poetry are hardly the stuff of today's Hallmark romantic. They inhabit a world of passion and complexity, playfulness and elegance. Who could imagine these Roman poets buying a prefab card gushing with corporatized sentiments?
That was Hamilton College's Barbara Gold. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.